Jaime went out and talked to a few people. We get there, and he's going to go up to Harley Quinn. This is how great we started.
Okay, he's going up
to let me talk.
Harley Quinn.
Okay.
Oh, let me talk to these lovely ladies right here.
What's that girl's name?
Harley Quinn. Man, they've gone too far. F*** that. Come on.
So, first one he goes to talk to, they're walking away too fast for him. He's like, oh, forget it.
I thought I was bad with names. I mean, I all the time call Eric Chris. It's just, I'm terrible with names. It had nothing to do
all
with...
All gays are no.
Hey, I call my wife mom sometimes because I forget.
That's outrageous.
But he is horrible at it. He just said, if you listen to that, he goes, we're going to go up to Harley Quinn. And then he goes, what's his name? He instantly forgot the name.
Yeah.
He's terrible with names.
Yeah, he is.
Did you get the part where I was talking about her butt?
No, no, we cut it out.
Oh no!
What did you say?
It looked awful. Like it was non-existent. It was nothing. There was nothing there.
Yeah, I mean, to be Harley Quinn, you need three things: you to be pigtails, a bat, and a nice ass.
And boobs.
Yeah. And boobs.
She has perky boobs.
All right,
a gay man said that.
Yeah.
Here he is talking to Britt Bliss, a cosplayer.
I'm Dash Tattoo Hyman with the MZ Now Show. Who are you?
I'm Britt Bliss.
Britt Bliss already kind of looks like a, what's his name? Not Spawn, but the other one, Venom.
No, Catwoman.
By the way,
yes.
By the way, she was dressed exactly like the iconic Michelle Pfeiffer Catwoman costume.
Yeah.
You couldn't mistake who
the
she was.
The shiny platinum leathered outfit.
With the little stitches on the side.
Yes.
I mean, exactly like it. You could not mistake this outfit. And he thought it was who?
Spawn. Or Venom from Spider-Man.
Right. Venom?
Venom, that's who it was.
Really? Yeah. Venom?
Yeah. That's who.
So Venom has ears.
I guess.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Anyways, I got a question for you. You ready for it?
Yep, I'm ready.
You watch The Walking Dead?
Yes, I do.
Out of all the villains throughout the seasons, who's your favorite villain?
Come on, it's Negan.
Oh, I finally got one right.
Nobody else has said Negan?
No, everybody said the governor. Or the psychotic little girl who killed her brother or sister.
No,
you know
Negan,
what I'm talking about?
Yeah, no.
Negan. The Negan is my favorite, too. I don't know. He just growed on me, I guess. Who do you think is going to die this weekend?
Oh, my gosh. Rosita. I'm going to go with Rosita.
Yeah, we got Rosita. We got Sasha. We got Simone.
I don't think it's going to be Sasha. I think we need to see her more. And I think Rosita's just going to go in balls to the wall.
But,
I think it's just going to be
Sasha's
too much.
Locked up in the room.
Negan
also
wants Sasha, though.
You think Eugene's going to die?
I don't think Eugene's going to die.
What do you mean Negan wants Sasha?
He wants Sasha. He wants to recruit her. Have you seen the last episode?
Yeah,
she's not going to die. He wants her around.
I don't know, man. I think it's going to be Eugene.
I don't know. I think he's going to stick with us a little
Eugene's
longer.
I think Eugene's going to do a sacrifice. Think about it. Sasha's locked up. And if she gets out of hand with Negan, what's going to happen?
This girl's
gonna
so over it.
Try to take out the game. Eugene's going to get in between, and bam, there goes Eugene.
I don't know. I'm still going with Rosita.
All right. It was nice meeting you, and we're going to find out.
Yep, boom.
She was so over it. here he is talking to the cast of Bleach. It was cosplayers, but they're from the show Bleach. I don't know what that is. Or a game or a comic.
Bleach.
I don't know. Yeah.
All right. Who do we got here?
We got Ken Kaneki from Tokyo Ghoul.
Uh-huh. Ichigo from Bleach.
Ichigo from Bleach.
Y'all watch Walking Dead?
Yeah,
I love it when he talks to people at mass.
Yeah. Well, you know, I really like the third comic because it's really displayed.
I love that he uses his call phrase. You watching Walking Dead?
Watch Walking Dead?
You watch Walking Dead? All right, out of all the villains, which is what? We got Negan,
the governor.
Who's the best, though?
No, the Shane.
Who's the best, the governor or Negan? Which one was Shane?
Shane always rubs his head, season 1 and 2.
I don't remember that one.
He plays Punisher in the Netflix.
On Daredevil.
On Daredevil, he plays the Punisher.
Do you know who Shane is on? Yeah. I don't remember him.
Yeah, Shane, he played on Daredevil, the Marvel series, on Netflix.
All right, is that Shane, the governor,
Shane, and
Negan? Who's y'all's favorite
Shane,
villain?
Governor, Negan.
All of them?
In that order.
We're not talking who's the favorite.
Oh, Shane.
Shane?
Oh, Shane.
All right, who do you think is going to get killed tomorrow?
I don't know.
You think it's the girl? What's the girl's name that's locked up in the room? Tasha.
Maybe.
Simone. Have y'all been up to date with The Walking Dead?
I haven't.
More or less. I'm a few episodes behind, but.
Oh, already.
I haven't seen it since season 3.
Well, it's going to be surprising tomorrow, man. It's going to be on, man.
It's going to be good.
Well, it was nice meeting y'all. Let's say your name again.
Adam or Ken Kaneki from Bleach.
Ichigo from Bleach.
It's your girl from Bleach.
I got Bleach.
Already Bleach.
I got Bleach.
You got your head bleached.
Yeah, I got
already.
All right. Next, he asked the Mario Kart guys. There are guys dressed as Kart characters in these little cardboard cutout carts. It was pretty cool. Yeah, it's pretty creative.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, this is the question of the day. Who do you think is going to die?
One person has to die, it's got to be Negan. Got to be Negan.
Who's your favorite villain, though?
Was that a guy or a girl?
I couldn't tell.
It's not like all of them were guys.
They were, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Joker. Oh, is that not what we're doing?
It's because how creepy he is. The governor.
Oh, the governor. You're right. The governor was the creepiest one. I appreciate y'all's time. Y'all had fun.
I like how they didn't get the answer to the question, right? He said he asked
two. They were hopped up on Red Bull.
Yeah, he asked who was going to die, and they didn't. I don't think they answered the question.
Who do you think is going to die tomorrow?
All right. At one point, Jaime lost his kid. He brought his kid and his niece with him. And he loses the kid. So
he can't find the kid because he can't remember the kid's name, right?
Right. Have you seen my kid?
I'll play this.
This is so funny.
My son is ticked off because he's ready to go to the store shopping. He just don't know. I just brought $20 with me. Daddy ain't rich. Just because I'm Dallas Tattoo Jaime don't mean I'm rich. Excuse me, ma'am. Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me, ma'am. Excuse me. Let me squeeze three out. There you go. Thank you very much. I'm trying to find some more people in costume. Somebody interesting. Somebody hot, sexy. Fine. Where's my son at? He was over here. God should have watched him, Tori.
By the way, he was talking to his niece, whose name is not Tori. So just want to clear that out. Her name was not Tori. I like how she didn't even flinch, like it happens all the time. She answers or whatever.
I think I lost my son. Go around that way and look in them booths. I'm going to go around this way and meet me behind that row. My son is lost. I'm going to have to get it on the radio. Excuse me. Ooh, these are some nice swords. All right, Gianni found his ass. This girl had to walk around and find your damn ass. You stick by us or your ass is going to get lost again. I ain't going to look for your ass. You're going to be lost. Come on, let's go by.
So her real name was Gianni.
Gianni.
So I don't know where he got Tori from. Totally opposite.
Anyway, by the way, when he got into his kid, that kid stuck to us like glue. He didn't leave at all after that. But in the beginning, he was just walking off and you had to rip into him. My parents told me that. You're going to keep running off, you're going to get left behind.
Ripped into?
You want ripped into you, boy?
My parents just left me there.
That explains a lot.
Yeah. They just left me there.
All right. Here is Jaime talking to Santa Claus.
Come here, Santa. Let me get you on the air.
All right.
What are you doing? Aren't you supposed to be on North Hill?
Well, look, even Santa Claus needs a little bit of help. Help when it comes down to finding the best kind of stuff at Christmas, right? And I can't do it all. My unpaid interns, my elves at the workshop, see, they just don't quite know all the good stuff. So I come here, I get everything on the cheap, and then I take it back home, and then I wrap it up pretty like I did it.
That sounds good already. Yeah. So you enjoying yourself here?
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's really hot, but it's all right. I've been standing underneath the water faucet in the bathroom, been splashing myself with some water. Wait, the faucet, it's those three things in a row, right?
Yeah.
The handle?
Oh, right? No, that's Isn't not. That the no, faucet? No, it ain't. That's something you got to take the red suit. Do you do that one?
Oh, I'm so well. That's all right.
Anyways,
everybody's been all right, been good, because you only got 6 months.
Right. 6 months. So I wish it was like 12, because then if it's 6 months, I'm going to run out of money.
Yeah, that's true. Well, good luck with that.
Anyways, do you watch The Walking Dead?
Yeah, I sure do.
Santa Claus watch The Walking Dead way over there in the North Pole?
Yeah, well, sometimes you get snowed in and you ain't got nothing else to do, right? So you binge Walking Dead.
Are there any damn zombies out there?
Yeah, there's a lot, but thankfully I'm so up in the North Pole that nobody can get to me.
How about the zombie elves? You ever run into any of them?
No, I have not, but I did run into a couple of zombie reindeer.
Oh, yeah. Zombie reindeer,
yeah,
whoa.
Zombie reindeer, yeah, they're not good at all.
They're flying drunk?
Pretty scary. Yeah, right, yeah. Like, imagine a zombie, but one that can fly. That's what my reindeer do, right?
You got anything to tell all the children?
Yeah, be good, right? Be good. Be good, because if not, I remember, and Christmas is not that far away.
Have you ran into the Krampus?
No, but I did see the movie, and it scared me pretty bad.
That was good. Anyways, you watch Walking Dead, so I'm gonna ask everybody questions, and this is the question right here.
Okay.
Out of all the villains on The Walking Dead, who is your favorite villain? You know, we got Negan, we got the governor, we got that psychotic kid who was killing all the kids.
Yeah. In my opinion, the governor. Governor's far better than Negan as of right now,
man.
For TV. Now, the comics, different story, right? But for TV,
But Negan chopped off what?
Yeah, I know, but.
Killed, Bill, what's his name? Bill?
Yeah, but see.
By the way, it was Herschel.
Yeah, it was Herschel.
Yeah.
Just for me, I love the governor, right? So I just, I can't help it. That's how it is.
All right, Sam. It was nice talking to you, man.
You too.
All right, you have a good one, man.
You too. All right.
I agree with him that the governor was a better villain at this point, anyway.
I don't see how. I mean, he didn't do anything. I mean, what did he do?
He was scary, though. Negan's not
how
scary.
Was he
I would have like a dinner with him and stuff. Like, hey, let's go hang out.
Nah.
You know,
he was a good character, but I think Negan's a lot better.
Yeah,
a lot more
entertaining.
Yes.
You know. All right. Here's Jaime talking to War Machine.
All right, who are you supposed to be other than Iron Man?
Anthony Gatto.
All right, and this is the Patriot, ain't it?
No, it's the War Machine.
Oh, the War Machine. The War Machine in the house. All right, let me get you on this side because I got to get this on Snapchat. All right, I'm Tattoo Hyman with the War Machine in the house. What's your name?
Anthony Gatto.
Anthony, already. How you enjoying this day?
Good. Thank you.
All right, you watch The Walking Dead?
Oh, yes, I do.
All right, who's your favorite villain out of Negan and the Governor?
I like the governor for his sinister ways.
Oh, the governor? Come on, man. I would think it would be Negan. Negan is evil, man.
A little evil, but he's kind of like, I kind of like him.
Who do you think is dying today?
Today.
No, not today, tomorrow.
Tomorrow? I don't know. I have no idea. Rosalinda.
Oh, Rosita.
Yeah.
Well, Rosita and, Natasha? Is it Natasha that's locked up in the room?
Yeah, no, not Natasha.
Yeah, it is Natasha. Is it Natasha that's locked up in the room? Sasha.
Yeah.
So it's got to be out of Rosita and Sasha, right?
Sasha.
Natasha's my baby mama. My bad. All right, it was nice meeting you, man.
All right, and then last one, he talks to a knight who was actually pretty cool, I thought.
We're here at 2000 Comic Con.
Excellent.
2017. Did I say 2007? Oh, my God. I'm going too fast. Anyways, who are you supposed to be, King Arthur?
Actually, I'm Sir Marcus Desmond. I'm actually with the Scarborough Renaissance Festival. Actual sword fighting out there at the festival.
Are y'all doing sword fighting out here?
We are not able to actually because the crowd is so big out here. We're having so much fun. I'm afraid we'd hurt somebody if we started swinging blades out here.
Oh, I bet. Good Lord. You enjoying yourself?
I'm having a great time. We're getting to meet a lot of young ones, educating them in what actual armor is like.
Well, I almost lost this one right here.
You almost like this one yours?
Yeah, he took off walking over there without permission, and I lost him.
Bad. Let me tell you this. Rule of thumb, and I'm going to tell this for all the kids listening, always keep your eyes on your parents because they are the ones that will also wander off. So remember that. If you can't see them, they can't see you. You be responsible for them. That's a good way to do it.
That's the knight talking to you.
All right,
that's
here.
The word from a knight.
I'm going to let him hold my helmet for me. That heavy? All right.
He's holding it like it's like 50 pounds or something. How much does it weigh?
It's actually 15.
Ooh, you put that on your head every day?
I try to wear the helmet as little as possible.
Oh my God. But the full suit is
80 pounds. I'm only wearing 60 today.
Sword?
The sword is probably another 12 to 15 pounds depending on the blade.
You're swinging a damn 15-pound sword.
At times, yes. I've learned to use the smaller blades because when they get too long of a fight, I will hit myself in the head, and I'm not doing that again.
I'll hit myself in the head. Yeah.
This was actually made by a gentleman out of Canada named Shark. He does the best jousting armor in the country, in the world.
And your suit is on point. It's nice.
I appreciate that. I really do. Again, this is a this can take a hit if you want to. Go ahead and just hit the head.
Right? All right, well, he's about to hit it. All right, listen to this noise.
I'm about to hit Sir
Marcus.
In the chest with his own helmet.
Ready? One, two, three.
Oh, man.
Harder.
Oh!
I don't want to dent your armor.
It won't. Not going to dent the armor.
So, are these like all actual sword
yes,
hits?
Yes, they are. These are actual hits. I have dents on my back as well. I have...
You want to say something, Bobby?
Yeah, Bobby.
Hit me in the chest with your head. Come
Do
on,
you
want
to say
me.
Something?
Hit me. Harder.
Y'all still fighting over there?
I could be a trailer for a promo, for a... A homosexual.
Gay parade. He's going to hold my 50
porno.
He's going to hold my 50-pound head.
I don't want to hurt you. I'll do it harder.
right here, if you notice, the dents on the top of the helmet are actually from bastons. During jousting, they will take a 3-foot dowel rod and hit each other on top of the head during a joust. Wow. So first one that quits loses.
Has anybody accidentally got cut?
We do. In any business, there's always accidents. But yes, it's very rare. We are very strict. We take really good care of our animals. There's no hurting the horses. And when we hurt ourselves, it's better than hurting a horse, of course.
You hear the goat neigh in the background?
There's a goat back there?
I heard something.
No, that's a kid.
Yo. Oh, that was a kid?
Yeah. I heard neigh in the background. I was like, okay.
We actually have safety on all the time. There's always people there, and we're very good about what we do about making sure our people are safe.
Awesome. That's good to hear,
what
man.
What you mean,
you
people?
You watch The Walking Dead?
I've seen The Walking Dead, yes.
Do you know all the villains like Negan and the governor?
I know of them, yes, very well.
Who's your favorite villain?
Actually, to me, from a psychotic standpoint, you remember the little girl that hurt her own sister?
Oh, yeah, that one is.
Psychotic points you can have to be in a show like that.
The one that, what's that, the woman that killed, that put her? No, it wasn't. What was
no, the Carol had to shoot her.
Carol had to put her down.
Because that girl was actually over the edge.
And that's what she thought was fun, was hurting people. Yes. I was like, oh my, yeah, you're right. That was psychotic. That's crazy. Anyways, would you survive a zombie apocalypse with this uniform on?
Yes. Me? Yes. Without a problem.
For real?
As long as I have clean water to drink and some food, I would have no problem fighting in this.
Oh, yeah. Oh man, that is crazy. All right. What? You got a question? You got a question for the night?
I think, like, zombies can, like, bite through anything.
No. Not through here. The best they could possibly do is get me on the back of the legs. Yeah. And if I actually were to do something, say, duct tape back here, I'd be fine.
But the mesh would take care of that.
The mesh would take care of that.
The mesh. They can't bite through the mesh. Yes, they got some badass teeth.
Some Godzilla teeth.
Cannons to go on the arms, gauntlets for the hands,
Godzilla teeth.
Leather gloves.
And he's swinging a sword.
And I'm taking him with sword or hammer.
That's right. That's how to survive a zombie apocalypse.
May the Schwartz be with you.
All right. Bobby, who do you think is going to die? There might not be any death tonight.
I don't think there's going to be
this weekend.
I think it's already passed. I mean, we've had somebody recently been killed.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
By the way.
If it's going to be somebody important, if I had to guess, it would probably be maybe Michonne. I think maybe you're right.
Oh, yeah.
I mean. There's a chance.
She's still on there?
Yeah. Oh my. Her and Rick are smashing.
Yeah. Oh my like God. Every other episode.
Yeah. Can you imagine? They don't have no deodorant.
Ew, zombie sex.
They've been out for like a year.
She can't douche.
Ow, Eric.
Well, that took it to a whole other level.